January 25, the personality of God revealed in Christ. I and my Father are one, John 10:30. As a personal being, God has revealed himself in his Son. The outshining of the Father's glory and the express image of his person, Hebrews 1:3. Jesus, as a personal Savior, came to the world. As a personal Savior, he ascended on high. As a personal Savior, he intercedes in the heavenly courts. Before the throne of God in our behalf, ministers one like unto the Son of Man, Revelation 1:13. Christ, the light of the world, veiled the dazzling splendor of his divinity and came to live as a man among men, that they might, without being consumed, become acquainted with their Creator. Since sin brought separation between man and his Maker, no man has seen God at any time, except as he is manifested through Christ. I and my Father are one, Christ declared, John 10:30. No man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him, John 10:30 and Matthew 11:27. Christ came to teach human beings what God desires them to know. In the heavens above, in the earth, in the broad waters of the ocean, we see the handiwork of God. All created things testify to his power, his wisdom, his love. Yet not from the stars or the ocean or the cataract can we learn of the personality of God as it was revealed in Christ. God saw that a clearer revelation than nature was needed to portray both his personality and his character. He sent his Son into the world to manifest, so far as could be endured by human sight, the nature and the attributes of the invisible God. Taking humanity upon him, Christ came to be one with humanity and at the same time to reveal our Heavenly Father to sinful human beings. He who had been in the presence of the Father from the beginning, he who was the express image of the invisible God, was alone able to reveal the character of the deity to mankind. He was in all things made like unto his brethren. He became flesh even as we are. He was hungry and thirsty and weary. He was sustained by food and refreshed by sleep. He shared the lot of men, yet he was the blameless Son of God, tender, compassionate, sympathetic, ever considerate of others. He represented the character of God and was constantly engaged in service for God and man. The Ministry of Healing, pages 418 to 423. The theme of redemption will employ the minds and tongues of the redeemed through everlasting ages. The reflection of the glory of God will shine forth forever and ever from the Savior's face. Letter 280, 1904.